live in studio. She's the secretary treasurer for the Michigan American Legion Auxiliary. Bonnie, you look all Halloween decked out there. Very nice.
Thank you. Good morning, Tony. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. Now, exactly what is the Michigan American Legion Auxiliary?
The American Legion Auxiliary is the nation's largest women's patriotic service organization. Our purpose is to service, honor the sacrifice of those who serve by enhancing the lives of our veterans, military, and their families. We are the wives, daughters, sisters, mothers, grand, and great-grand relatives of members of the American Legion. The Auxiliary stands on four main pillars: justice, freedom, democracy, and loyalty. I was formed in 1921, and in less than 1 year, they had over 1,300 units in 45 states. Today, there are now over 800,000 members nationwide and over 30,000 members in Michigan alone. Along with our veteran services, we offer scholarship opportunities. We sponsor the Girls' Day program. We have an active juniors program for girls under the age of 18. And in 2010 alone, the Auxiliary nationwide contribute over $3.5 million to support children and youth programs.
Now, Bonnie, we've had folks on from the American Legion before, and they were telling me how the numbers were dwindling until we had the last 10 years we've been involved overseas quite a bit more in the Persian Gulf. Are you finding that with the Auxiliary also? Are your numbers starting to increase a little bit?
Well, in the last few years, they've been dwindling. They're beginning to stabilize a little bit. And we're all aware that our troops are coming home from overseas. And we would like to think that they would want to join the American Legion. And by doing so, their wives, sisters, mothers can join the American Legion Auxiliary.
Now, why is it important for us to have an American Legion and an auxiliary? Why not just be one entity?
Well, the American Legion are actually the service people, the men and women who have protected our country throughout our nation's history. The Auxiliary is actually the women that serve the American Legion. Our mission is to service the American Legion through donations, through volunteer hours, and in any way that we can to serve our fighting forces.
Do you think that we here in the state and we as Americans support our troops enough?
Well, enough is never enough. We can always do more. We'd like to think we can always do more. We're always looking for membership to increase our services and our donations for our veterans because they have, throughout our nation's history, protected our country. And I think the least that we can do as women in service is give our time and efforts to our forces.
All right. To do that, one of the things you're doing is Fly a Flag for a Vet. That's November 1st through the 23rd. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. I've been a member of the American Legion Auxiliary for about a year, and shortly after I was hired, I wanted to try and put together a program that we could present more to the public what the auxiliary is and how we service our veterans. And so I conceived and developed the Fly a Flag concept. This program has never been done before, and it's being tested in the area Flagstar banks, and we hope to expand it in future years. What it is you go to one of the Flagstar banks, either in East Lansing, Okemos, West Saginaw, Cedar Street, or Grand Ledge. We have Fly a Flag cards there. You would contribute a dollar towards the program and sign the card, and the bank would post that flag card on the wall. And we hope to cover the walls in Flagstar banks with the flag cards.
How many flags do you hope to sell?
Well, in our first individual effort, I had printed up 2,000 flags. I'd like to run out and
sell them out.
I'd like to run out and print some more.
Heck yeah! Before we let you go, you mentioned how you'd been a member of the Auxiliary for a year, a little more than a year. What made you join?
Well, the one thing was that I needed a job, and the other thing was that I felt that the mission of offering my time and efforts towards veteran services is really important, and I love my job, and I think it's very fruitful and meaningful. And some of the first services that we offer, if I could go into that for a minute. There's seven facilities in the state of Michigan that offer where veterans can either, there's five medical centers and two nursing centers. And through some of those donations, we offer the veterans a Christmas gift shop where they can get gifts for themselves. We have ward parties, bingo, Father's Day cards. We have standouts for homeless veterans, and the members contribute time towards the Detroit Homeless Center. We offer donations and time towards rehabilitative programs like a Creative Arts Festival, Ride to Recovery, Wounded Warrior. We donate thousands of dollars towards Operation Homefront, USO, Operation Comfort Warriors. Basically, any nationally wide military program, we offer time and donations.
All right. Now, if folks want to fly a flag for a vet, how do they do that?
Well, you would want to go to the your local Lansing area Flagstar Bank, the ones that I indicated earlier, and go to the teller and indicate that you'd like to contribute a dollar or maybe more to get your flag card. You would sign the card and post it at the bank.
All right. Bonnie Olson is the secretary treasurer for the Michigan American Legion Auxiliary. She's been kind enough to come in studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing me to come to your show and talk about the Fly a Flag program and the American Legion Auxiliary.